Hey everyone, my name is Kevin Bochek, and I'm the Chief Innovation Officer at Venafi. In this HelpNet Security video, I'll be discussing preparing for a post-quantum future amid machine identities. And this might be a bit of a controversial video. It's not often you watch suggestions about what you'll not be responsible for. Yes. In this video, I'm going to talk about what you're not going to be responsible for. Now, of course, as you'd imagine, I'm also going to share what you will be responsible for and how best to prepare. It's what I'll call quantum proof. That's what I want you to learn, is how to be quantum proof. See, there's loads of hype, technical details, and uncertainty about a post-quantum world. We hear about a lot of cryptography, a lot of opportunity for attack. Which crypto should you be choosing to be crypto agile? Well, I want to tell you, let's work on getting you what you need to know and do in your job. And for the last 30 years, on the internet, across networks, we've been relying on modern cryptography to enable us to, one, authenticate which machines are good or bad, friend or foe. We use things like TLS certificates, code signing certificates. All those are machine identities. And we've also been using this to establish privacy, use encryption to allow us to connect from one machine to another machine and have privacy. While we've been doing that for 30 plus years, it's what makes our padlock glow in your browser when, you know, even my mom knows she's got a safe connection when she's doing online banking. It's how you can go and pay with a credit card now anywhere, even on a mobile app. And of course, it's how you can do things with online government, like file your taxes and so much more. All of these machine identities, all of this modern cryptography makes the internet work. It makes the modern economy. It makes everything that we know work. And again, machine identities, they're TLS certificates, code signing certificates, SSH keys, API keys. They authenticate web servers, cloud instances, Kubernetes clusters, all different types of workloads and devices. And as we think about the future, quantum computers could break all of this. The risk is that quantum computers could break keys behind machine identities like TLS certificates. They could factor the keys, which would then essentially allow them to create exact copies out of thin air, out of thin compute, and then to be able to authenticate web servers, code allowed to run, allowed to be trusted on networks, across the internet, across a network. That's the risk that we're facing with quantum computing. And of course, quantum computing too is enables us to do incredible types of compute, whether that's like simulating the world, making artificial general intelligence possible. But of course, what we're going to be talking now is the ability to break encryption, to break authentication as we know it. And here's some of the things that we know. First, quantum computers are here. Now, they're pretty simple today. They're not able to do some of the things that we believe and know that they'll be able to do to the future, but they are here. And it is likely one day they will break encryption we use. The other thing, though, that we know is that algorithms are here today that are resistant to these attacks, the attacks that we believe will be possible. Now, there are some things that we don't know. We don't know when these quantum computers will be able to break today's cryptography. What we also don't know is how the attacks will be used. We don't know the adversarial intent or who will have them first, when. All right, so we know it's going to happen, but we don't know exactly the when. And one of the things we know too is that quantum computing threats are unlikely to just hit us overnight. It won't be like a ChatGPT event where over the night you get tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of users starting to be able to use a quantum computer to enable attacks. It won't be a hacker in the basement in Mint that's able to cobble this together. No, quantum computers that will be used and attacks will be those in the hands of nation states. And of course, the intent that nation states will have, those will be ones that governments will have. It will not be profiteering organized crime that will bring forth first quantum computing attacks. So how do we prepare for this when, not if? Well, let's go back to where we started, about things that you're responsible for and not responsible for, and getting to quantum proofing. You know what? You don't need to become a cryptographer. I just want you to know, you don't need to become a cryptographer. That's one of the things. There's so much talk about algorithms from NIST and what's coming and when, and that's what I will not talk about, because we don't need to be cryptographers. We're IT security professionals. It's almost certain to not be in your responsibility. I mean, decisions about algorithms have already been made about NIST, and updates that are being built into operating systems and open source libraries are either already here or they're well on their way. And that means that application updates will be coming. And that's important. We'll want to be aware of the application updates, because we're not writing, in almost all cases, we're not writing our own crypto libraries and using them. That's, you know, developers in Redmond and Austin and elsewhere around the world. They're updating applications to support the quantum algorithms now that NIST has approved. And of course, then there'll be new machine identities that will need to be updated to use this new crypto. Now, that is important. This new crypto will then require us to update machine identities. So to be quantum proof, then, we've said it. We need to update our applications when they become available. And then secondly, we need to be able to replace the machine identities that those applications are going to be able to use. And again, the machine identities like the TLS certificates, like our code signing certificates. That is what, as IT security professionals, that we are responsible for. That's what we're responsible for making a roadmap today to the future. Quantum proof actually turns out, I think, to be pretty straightforward. There is no rocket science. In fact, these are all things that we should be doing today. When it comes to machine identities like TLS certificates, code signing certificates, SSH keys, I mean, we're used to problems already today. I mean, go face it. Everyone, I think, has experienced when, say, a certificate has expired and you can't access a website, or an application server goes down, or a workload can't connect. I mean, these are things that we're already having a problem today. And they're only getting more troublesome. We take a look to the future, in the very near future, Google is bringing requirement for certificates to be have lifetimes up to 90 days. That means we're going to be changing out certificates many times more often. I mean, just over the last 6-7 years, we've gone from having certificate lifetimes of being multiple years, 2 years, 1 years. Now we're about ready to get down to 90 days. That's changing out like things like machine identities, like TLS certificates, 5 to 6 times each year. 5 to 6 times more often than we're doing it today. We're already having outages. If we're already having things like keys finding their ways to GitHub repos or onto SharePoint servers, file servers, it's only going to happen a lot more. The opportunity is well now for adversaries to bring our mistakes forward and bring new types of attacks is only going to become more and more real as we get into this very real world. Now, we're getting to things like 90-day certificate lifetimes. So the solution then to being quantum proof is using the power of software to take us humans out of the picture. We need to automate the life cycle of machine identities. Again, things like the TLS certificates, the code signing certificates. That's the path ahead. Let's take us out, because we're only slowing things down. Instead of a person, someone like me, a developer, going, generating a key, requesting a certificate, maybe then getting you involved as an IT security professional, and then installing it and hoping that it's been configured right, hoping that it's in place. Those are all things now that, of course, we can automate. We can use the power of software. you've probably heard about machine identity management. That includes certificate lifecycle management, where we can completely automate that lifecycle using software, making sure that we're generating keys the right way, getting certificates issued from the right certificate authority, getting them installed, and then validating that, in fact, they were installed. That's machine identity management. It's automating the lifecycle, and then importantly, we're governing that whole process. Again, we do those two things now, two things to get to quantum proof: update our applications and drive updating machine identities like TLS certificates, code signing certificates. Then we're quantum proof. And of course, too, we're delivering the benefits today, like being ready for that Google 90-day requirement or other requirements that have come along, so that as whether there's a breakthrough in quantum computing that could break the encryption that we use and we need to replace keys and certificates overnight, you might remember we had to do that back with Heartbleed, or whether it's a gentle crescendo where over a number of months, years, you know what, we have to get in place new TLS certificates, new code signing certificates, new SSH keys, new SSH certificates. All of that is quantum proof. It's not rocket science. It's not becoming an expert in cryptography. As IT security professionals, what we're responsible for in being quantum proof, updating our applications and getting automation in place to be able to change out machine identities, TLS certificates. So we need to today deal with the challenges like 90-day and the risks that go ahead to the future. If we do that, we're going to be in an amazing place. We're doing our jobs as IT security professionals, and we'll be dealing in this world of more and more machine identities in this quantum world. We'll be quantum proof. Thanks again, and I look forward to seeing your comments, questions, and feedback, and looking forward to seeing how you do along the way in your journey. See ya.